Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Summer is the season of hot cars. Not souped-up vintage roadsters, muscle cars, or street rods, but literally hot cars. Cars that heat up so quickly under the summer sun that their interiors become lethal. How quickly can this happen? Fast enough that there's never any reason to leave a child, a pet, or an elderly relative alone in a car, even with the windows open.
Just getting into an enclosed car in the summer gives you an idea of how bad it can get. We've all heard the urban myth of cars that turn into ovens. But what's the science behind a hot car interior? Meteorologist Jan Null is a nationally recognized expert on this subject. He's been a lead forecaster with the National Weather Service, an adjunct professor of meteorology at San Francisco State University, and as a certified consulting meteorologist, he provides expert testimony on weather and climate data for litigation, insurance, and research. Welcome to Take Care, Jan. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
All right, Jan, before we begin this interview, we should make it clear. During the summer months, we know that any living being, whether a child, elderly, adult, or pet, left in a car with the windows closed can suffer heat stroke and death within a short period of time. So we are not asking you anything about what is safe or unsafe, and we want to make it clear there's no safe when it comes to leaving anyone in a car during the summer. Just don't do it.
Great starting point.
Well, we want to make sure, because there's no shortcuts here, but we do want to know step by step how a car heats up, because I think it would be helpful for people to understand the process, and you as a meteorologist are an expert on this. So let's start with the temperature. How hot can a car get with the windows closed, and how long does it take?
It's possible for a car to reach in excess of 140 degrees Fahrenheit in an hour's time on a 90 degree day. But it's also possible, and even a relatively mild day, a 70 degree day, for the temperature to be over 115 degrees. So even in that, quote, you know, a relatively mild summer day, it can still get into ranges that are dangerous for living beings.
And people may not realize, because when temperatures are in the 60s, you figure, oh, I've got ice cream in the car, I've got milk, I've got dairy, I'm just going to run and do a little bit of shopping. So an hour in the car at 68, 69, if we're talking 70, as you said, 115, that's a pretty high temperature rise.
Well, it gets very warm, but it also gets warm very fast. Most of that heating is in the first 20 minutes or so. The rise, let's take a sort of a hypothetical 80-degree day in the summertime. Again, relatively nice day for a good portion of the country. After the first 10 minutes, the temperature rise is 19 degrees, so it's already going to be 99 degrees in that car. In another 10 minutes, it's going to go up another 10 degrees to 109. 109 is, you know, gets into the lethal range for pets and children. It's also, you know, as you mentioned, other products that are susceptible to heat. You know, you're into those ranges even faster.
So is it the air temperature or the sunlight that is responsible for the increase in temperature?
The biggest player by far is the sunlight. And a car acts as a greenhouse. The sun's shortwave energy, very intense energy, goes right through the windows of a car. It doesn't heat up the windows very much, but it heats up objects inside the car. Heats up your dashboard, that hot seat that we all sit on with our shorts on and burn our legs, can get up to be 180 to 200 degrees in direct sunlight. That, in turn, gives off longer wave energy that is just like that glowing red heater that we have under our desks in the wintertime. So that is what heats up the air inside the car, is that energy. And it does it through both convection, that warm air rising, it also does it by conduction with those warm surfaces warming the air molecules that are next to them. And this is a very efficient type of process.
We wondered about some of those other factors that influence the temperature change. For instance, and I know you've studied this, let's talk about the color of the car. First of all, the outside and the interior, and then maybe even fabric versus leather. What role do these things play in how hot the car is going to get inside?
The biggest factor is the color of the interior of the car. I did not differentiate between between leather and fabric. Leather, I think, just from my own personal experience, will be a little bit warmer. They're still both so warm. It's all that really gets into a very academic point. But again, it's the sun coming through the windows, warming those darker materials, and that is what is the main factor of heating your car. There is a lot of people think, well, dark cars are hotter than lighter cars. And it's usually, though, that dark cars have darker interiors than lighter cars. And next time someone goes outside on a warm day, or even not that warm a day, put your hand up near the dome light, up in that headliner of the car. There's not very much heat coming through the sheet metal of the car. The heat is coming in the form of the sun's energy through the windows. So the exterior color of the car, while it might have a minor player, it's the bigger player by far is the interior color of the car.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Linda Lowen.
And I'm Lorraine Reff.
And we are talking about hot cars, literally, the interiors of cars heating up in the summer, with meteorologist Jan Null. He's been a lead forecaster with the National Weather Service, an adjunct professor of meteorology at San Francisco State University, and he is a certified consulting meteorologist. Okay, Jan, so you've made it clear that it is what comes in through the window that heats up the car. It's the sunlight. So what about a sunroof, moonroof? Because that's the roof that you mentioned. I mean, if it's not all metal, I imagine that brings more sunlight into the car. And what about tinted windows? Are they effective at cutting back some of that heat gain?
Any window surface, be it a skylight or your front windows, your side windows, all of those allow that direct sunlight in. So those are all positive factors in heating up a car. The sun shades that go over the windshield and tinted windows can have some effect. It is really variable. It depends on what angle the sun is coming from. There's if you obviously windshields are not tinted, and that is the biggest glass surface. And if that's oriented toward the sun, that is by far going to be the largest heating element.
So let's talk about some things we can do to reduce the heat reaching these hot temperatures. So we have a couple of questions for you. One is about cracking the windows open. How much does that help?
I had looked at a number of scenarios, and one of those was cracking the windows inch and a half to 2 inches. Sort of the distance that I think most people think, well, someone can't reach their arm in and unlock the door. So that's enough, and that'll give some circulation and cool off the car. But on a day when the interior of the car gets in excess of 120 degrees or so, that cooling was on the order of about 2 degrees Fahrenheit. So minimal cooling, certainly not enough to make it any safer or make it less destructive on any products or plants or anything else you might have in your car.
What about parking in the shade? That has to have some effect, maybe not totally, but some, right?
Yes. Again, the biggest factor is the sunlight. So anything we can do to limit the sunlight. So parking in the shade is definitely a plus. It will keep the car from heating up as much because you don't have that direct sunlight coming in, but you do have indirect sunlight, and that has quite a bit of energy. And so on our 80 degree day, a car parked in the shade could still be on the order of 100 degrees.
So what about measures that people would take? I mean, you mentioned the sunshade, which can possibly cut it a little bit. If you've been burned getting into a car with shorts, and you've just told us a temperature, I had no idea, 180 to 200 degrees, those seats can heat up to that temperature?
Yes. The seats, the steering wheel that we've all have grabbed way too rapidly. Yeah, very common to see those at 180 in right conditions, 200 plus degrees.
So if you want to do something that could minimize that, at least sliding onto the seats, you could you do something like throw a light colored towel onto the seats? And would that, how much is that going to help you in terms of just sitting on a hot seat?
Well, it certainly a light colored towel is going to be cooler than a dark colored type of material that most seats are made out of. But if you as you get in, if you take the towel off, now you have that seat that has not had the direct sunlight on it. So that's probably going to be the best type of scenario you could do to be able to save your legs anyway.
Now, what about other items that we leave in the car? I mean, we've talked about food, and I think that for most people, that's a no-brainer because you wouldn't go home and put your food into a 140-degree oven to store it. So that's basically what you're doing if you leave it in the car. And as you said, the first 20 minutes is when the heat comes, you know, the heat rises rapidly during that time. But what about electronic equipment and even, you know, smartphones or computers or laptops? How do those fare?
Well, if they are, most of those, the sort of specs that you see for them usually are something on the order that the maximum temperature is in the range of 120 to 140 degrees. Now, that's with them operating. So they're probably not as vulnerable if they're not operating, but still, all of these things are impacted by the amount of heat. And again, if those objects are in direct sunlight, now you're not talking 130, 140 degrees. You're talking 180 to 200 degrees, and that can certainly be damaging. There are, you know, it's way too common that a closed can of soda left on on the rear window or in the direct sunlight can at 200 degrees can literally explode.
You know, Jan, if anybody doubts any of this, they can just buy for under $5 a small thermometer at the hardware store and put it in the shade in the car. And the reason I know this is I have dogs and have had them for years, different ones, along the way, and they love coming for rides in the car. I myself have had them in the car, windows cracked, on a sunny day when it might be even 50 or 55, and I'm amazed within a half hour how warm the car is. And likewise, in the winter, when it's 20 degrees, on a sunny day, it does get warm enough. And I kept a thermometer in the car just to inform me, because it's just so much warmer than you think it's going to be. And it benefited them in the winter, because I thought they might get cold. But in fact, when it's a sunny day, that sun really does go through the window and heat the whole car.
Yeah, you really aren't doing pets or children a favor a lot of times by having them in those sorts of environments. And that's how my research started, was after hearing about a case of a child dying in a car. I anecdotally started keeping track of the temperatures in my own vehicles and was amazed again at how rapidly they warmed up in the first 10 or 20 minutes and then how hot they ultimately got.
Jan, usually when a meteorologist shows up on TV, he or she pretty much gets to give the weather and not much else. But you are a certified consulting meteorologist. You have spoken in litigation and insurance cases, so you see a lot of this sort of thing. What would you say to a general audience if you had 30 seconds to communicate one important message? What would you want to say?
Never leave children or pets in cars unattended for any amount of time.
That's good enough for us. Meteorologist Jan Null is a nationally recognized expert on this subject. He's been a lead forecaster with the National Weather Service, and he is a certified consulting meteorologist. Thank you so much for your time.
You're most welcome.